Hey, welcome to this intermediate Ableton lesson, Parallel Compression on Breakbeats for Drum and Bass. I'm going to walk you through practical, Ableton-specific workflows to get your breaks sounding massive, while keeping the transient snap that makes DNB feel alive. This will be upbeat, technical, and full of tips I use in real mixes. Let's go. First, what we'll cover in plain terms. I'll explain why parallel compression is essential for breakbeats. It gives punch, sustain, and presence without killing transients. Then I'll give you two practical workflows you can use in Ableton: a send/return parallel bus approach, and a duplicate and crush method that's quick and destructive if you want that. You'll get device chains you can copy: EQ8, compressor or glue, saturator, drum bus, multiband dynamics, and utility. I'll give tempo-aware release guidance for 170 to 175 BPM, show blending and automation strategies, and hand you a short practice exercise to lock it in. Before we jump into the step-by-step, set your project tempo to 170-174 BPM and load a representative break loop. Amen, think, renegade, or a sliced drum rack pattern. You want something musical to judge how the compressor interacts with groove. Step 1. Prep and routing. Group your drums into a drum bus track. If you're working with a one-shot break audio clip, keep it on a track called break and route it into that drum bus. Create two return tracks and label them return A, parallel, crush, and return B, parallel, tone. On the drum bus or the break track, raise sends A and B to about 0 dB to hear them, then bring them down. A good audition send is plus 6 to 8 dB so you can hear the effect instantly before you blend. Return A is your heavy crush chain. Insert these devices in order: EQ8, compressor or glue compressor, saturator, utility, and optionally a limiter. Concrete starting settings to try: on EQ8 high pass around 35 to 45 Hz with a 12 dB slope. The idea is to remove sub so your crushed signal doesn't pump the low end. On Ableton's compressor, use peak mode. Ratio between 10:1 and 20:1, attack fast between 1 and 8 milliseconds, and release in the range of 100 to 220 ms. At 174 BPM, think of release in musical divisions. A quarter note is roughly 345 ms, an eighth about 173 ms, a sixteenth about 86 ms. For sustain bias, use longer releases. For snap bias, use shorter ones. Pull the threshold until you see about 6 to 18 dB of gain reduction on loud hits. Don't add makeup gain there. We'll control level from the return fader. Next, add a saturator with 2 to 5 dB of drive, soft clip or analog clip mode, and keep it 30 to 50% wet initially. Finish with utility to mono the low region. Set width to 0 for below about 120 Hz or automate that region to mono. Return B is for tone shaping and multiband control. Put multiband dynamics first, then EQ8, and optionally drum bus. A starting multiband config: low band under roughly 120 Hz with a very light ratio around 1:5:1 and fast release to preserve sub. Mid band from about 120 Hz to 4 kHz with a ratio from 4:1 to 10:1, attack around 5 to 15 ms, and release 120 to 250 ms to bring snare body. High band above 4 kHz compressed harder for high end crack, with attack 1 to 6 ms, and release around 80 to 160 ms. After that, a small EQ boost of 2 to 3 dB around 3 to 5 kHz can add snap. If you like, use drum bus to add a touch of drive and adjust transient control. Now the mixing. Set your drum track, send it to around plus 6 dB to audition. Then lower, return a fader and bring it up slowly until you hear extra body. A common starting point is around minus 12 to minus 18 dB on the return, which translates roughly to 15 to 35% wet in perceptual terms. Use return B more sparingly. Start at around minus 18 to minus 24 dB for tonal shaping. A B frequently. Bypass the returns and compare. Parallel compression should add cohesion and sustain, not drown the original groove. If you prefer the duplicate and crush method, duplicate the break or drum rack track. High pass the duplicate at about 30 Hz, then slap on a heavy compressor with ratio 8:1 to 20:1, attack 0.5 to 10 ms, release 150 to 250 ms, and watch for 6 to 20 dB of gain reduction. Add saturator, drum bus, utility to mono lows, and blend the duplicates fader down to taste. This is functionally similar to returns but gives you a hard instance you can edit in place. A few advanced moves you'll want to try. If the crushed bus is stealing kick punch, sidechain that return to the kick. You can do that either with a compressor on the return triggered by the kick, or by using multiband dynamics on the low band and sidechaining only that band. Another trick is to place a gentle glue compressor on the drum bus after the returns with a low ratio of around 2 to 1, attack 10 to 30 ms, and release around 100 ms to glue everything together without killing the transient. Now for the coach notes. These are the things most people miss. First, think tempo math. Convert BPM to milliseconds so your release choices relate to the groove. Use ms equals 60,000 divided by BPM. At 174 BPM, a quarter note is about 345 ms, an eighth note about 173 ms, and a sixteenth about 86 ms. For snap bias, use releases around a sixteenth to an eighth. For sustain bias, aim toward a quarter or longer. Second, gain staging matters. Drive the compressor hard, then use the return fader to taste. That keeps headroom on your drum bus and prevents nasty meter surprises when you print the drums. Third, check phase and mono. Compression and saturation can introduce phasey artifacts. Flip phase on the parallel chain with a utility when you check in mono. If energy collapses, nudge the duplicate clip by a few milliseconds or use track delay to read a line. Fourth, when you're saturating hard, turn on oversampling in the saturator to avoid aliasing artifacts. Fifth, use visual feedback like spectrum or multiband meters to verify which bands are doing the work instead of only trusting your ears. Common mistakes to avoid. Not high passing the compressed signal. That's the number one reason the mix gets muddy. Using a global heavy attack on the dry bus kills snap. Preserve transients on the dry signal and put the crushing on a parallel pathway. Overdoing the wet level. Subtle is often better. Forgetting to mono the low frequencies can cause collapse on club systems. And finally, relying on a single glue compressor alone when a chain of EQ, compressor, saturation and multiband gives you both control and character. If you want to get darker and heavier, try splitting returns by frequency, one for sub-sustain with light compression and mono lows, another for high mid crack with heavier compression. Send more of the snare to the crush return than the kick, so you retain thump plus body. Swap saturator for overdrive or amp for different grit, and target top end saturation via EQ sends for an aggressive snare snap. Automate the amount of crush during arrangement. Raise it pre-drop and during the drop, then cut back for verses. Quick practice exercise. This should take about 15 to 25 minutes. Load an amen break at 174 BPM. Create returner with EQ8 HBF at 40 HZ. Compressor ratio 12:1. Attack 3 ms. Release 180 ms. Threshold for about 8 to 12 dB gain reduction, and add saturator drive around 3 dB. Raise send A on the break to plus 6 dB and listen to return A on and off. Blend return A until the break gets more body but the kick is still punchy, starting the return fader near minus 12 dB. Create return B with multiband dynamics compressing the mid-band harder and add a small boost at 3.5 kHz with EQ8. Try automating send A up by 4 dB 3 bars before the drop, and then back down. If the kick loses punch, sidechain the return to the kick with a fast attack and medium release. Export a short /B render of dry versus parallel enabled and listen critically. Does the break feel thicker without losing punch? Some pro workflows for sound design and arrangement. Make a frequency split audio effect rack with separate compressors per band and map chain volumes to macros so you can quickly adjust low weight versus mid body versus high crack. Try resampling a crushed segment, pitch shifting it down and layering it under the kick/snare for extra weight. Use a transient shaper after the compressor on the crush duplicate to reintroduce snap selectively. For performance, map a macro that sweeps between a round weight crusher and an edge crusher to change character instantly. For arrangement, automate sends in stages so your pre-drop, drop, and fill behavior feels purposeful and musical instead of binary. Final touches before you finish a session. On the drum bus, use a post-parallel EQ to carve any clashing frequencies. A small dip around 200 to 400 Hz often clears space for bass. If the drum bus is peaking, use a limiter with a 0.5 to 1 dB ceiling. Always check your mix in mono, and check the drum bus against the track bass line to ensure there's no pumping or frequency collisions. To wrap up, parallel compression is one of the fastest, most musical ways to make breakbeats feel massive in drum and bass. In Ableton, I recommend using return tracks for flexibility, but duplicating tracks is a valid quick method too. Key building blocks are HBF on the compressed signal, heavy ratios on the parallel path, tempo-aware release settings, saturation for character, and multiband tools to keep sub and mids working together. Automate sends and return faders to add arrangement drama, and keep gain staging and phase checks in your workflow. Homework challenge if you want to level up. Pick 1-4 bar break at 174 BBM. Normalize it to around minus 60 BFS. Then build 3 parallel returns. Low weight, mid crush, and air. Export 4 versions. Dry only, subtle parallel, full drop with heavy mid crush, and a textural variant where the dry is muted and the crushed material forms an aggressive fill. Export 8 bars of each and listen to them in mono and with your bass line. If you want feedback, send me those stems or a short clip of your break and I'll suggest exact threshold and release tweaks and any alignment fixes. Alright, now go make your breaks crush the densifloor but keep that snap. If you want, record and send a 2-bar clip and I'll give you return settings tailored to that material. Ready to mix? Let's do it!